When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to
the phones.
Yeah, Chris in San Jose, who hung up on himself, is back. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mark. You know what? I should start the call.
Chris.
I mean, I'm not calling about the Niners today.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to try to be more even keel, like ball players should be. Okay. I'm not going to come in hot like I was talking about the Niners last week.
You can come in hot. But I don't know what you're going to say yet, though.
I don't even know what I'm going to say, Mark. Oh. I got about 8 different topics I want to talk about.
Well, pick 2.
And I can only get to 2 or 3 before you hang up on me for calling you out on something.
That is accurate.
Maybe 1 to 2.
Actually, if you call me out, you tend to stay longer. Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
He's got a thick skin.
I was going to say, I know Dippers is setting the over at 1.5. But, you know, Mark, I actually agree with you today. I think earlier at some point you talked about essentially, the grass isn't always greener. You never know what you're going to get on the other side. And, you know, Zaidi, he has his flaws, or I should say had his flaws. But at the end of the day, you're talking about a guy who had a winning record and had like the 6th or 7th best record in the National League over the last 5 or 6 years. So a lot of down, you know, a lot of mediocre years. He had that one outlier of a year. But, you know, I just be cautious. You never know what's going to happen on the other side. On the other hand, I am optimistic. It's going to be funny when about 2, 3, 4 years from now, the Giants are back in contention, hopefully, and half the roster or better is Farhan Zaidi drafted players. I mean, ideally, we're all hoping Bryce Eldridge is the new coming of Barry Bonds, and he's, you know, the guy we can buy his jersey. He's the guy we want to root for, and you know, perennial all-star, future Hall of Famer, so on and so forth. And we're going to be like, oh, that was a Farhan guy? Oh, okay. Well, we'll give him his credit, I guess, like 5 years later. So I just kind of wanted to bring that to the table. You never know what's going to happen. Buster's 37. He's a great ball player. You know, he's an old Southern boy from Georgia, but he has no experience in this whatsoever. We were all faithful in... We believed in Zaidi because we thought he was a part of building the A's, building the Dodgers, and, oh, he can do the same thing and find guys on the fringes with Giants, which he did, but we were never able to find that star. So hopefully Posey is able to, you know, swing the tide a little bit in some negotiations, maybe bring in a guy or two. I think Chapman's a good start. But at the end of the day, I do think Zaidi got a bad rap. It was overplayed. He's far more than mediocre. Sure, he might be the 10th best GM in baseball. He wasn't the 30th best GM in baseball like we were acting. So we'll give Buster a chance. He's young. I'm 50-50 on it, but let's ride, baby.
Okay,
we're
Chris.
Fans.
Yeah, Chris. Let us give you something to chew on. Thank you for the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate. Auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Comment and a prediction. Because he says, what happens if this goes well? What happens if it goes well in 2 years?
Well, he gets credit after the fact.
And you're looking at players who were, quote-unquote, drafted by Farhan Zaidi. What if you're looking at a battery of Birdsong and Bailey, and then there's Bryce Eldridge holding down first base and batting third and hitting his 33rd home run of the year, and it's a splash hit into the San Francisco Bay? Like, okay, what if it plays that way? And you'll say, well, these are Farhan's people. Here's what you actually need to think about. And Farhan admitted this himself literally just last week. And he said, you know what? I probably should have found a way to create more of an avenue for the young players in this organization. It's not just about drafting them. It's about developing them. It's about having the patience to stick with them through thick and thin, and then creating somebody who can be an everyday player. What I'm most excited about today is that as Bryce Eldridge gets to the doorstep of Major League Baseball, hopefully when he comes up and hits 180 for 4 weeks, you ride it out. You ride that out, because if you don't, you will rob the confidence of people. You will send them back and forth. You will then kill the morale of your clubhouse, and you will watch what has happened to Luis Matos, and you will watch what has happened to Marco Luciano. Like, the best thing that happened to Tyler Fitzgerald and Elliot Ramos is that they came up and then everyone went, dude, go play. Just go play. And when you go 0-for-4, you're going to be in the lineup again the next day. But that very rarely happened in the Farhan Zaidi regime. So he could draft the right player, but that doesn't do anything for you if you don't then give that player a chance with a little bit of patience.
Yes, draft and develop. And it's interesting what Chris said about credit, and we've all talked about it with Eldridge. Like, in 2 or 3 years, if he's a 23-year-old all-star, man, all the credit goes to Farhan Zaidi. Well, is that really how it works? Because Elliot Ramos this year was an all-star. Do you know who drafted him?
Not Farhan Zaidi.
It was Bobby Evans.
Correct.
So Bobby Evans, who was on with Steiny and Guru earlier, and I don't know if he has taken or will take a victory lap for Elliot Ramos, first round pick, number 17 overall.
We talked to him about it a couple months ago.
Right. And so he can take a victory lap and he can take credit, but what good is that? It does you no good when you don't currently have the gig. So yes, Bryce Eldridge, sure. And Patrick Bailey and Hayden Birdsong. These are all great picks, maybe. And if they turn out to be the battery on opening day or maybe a playoff game, and yeah, Farhan Zaidi drafted him, good. It's a footnote. It doesn't matter for a hill of beans unless it helps him get a job somewhere else.
Well, you know what example is coming to mind as you're sitting here saying this is Steve Kerr. Like, what credit does Steve Kerr get? Do you ever hear of Steve Kerr getting any credit? Has he won anything around here?
Yeah, he's done all right.
I'm pretty sure the great players that Steve Kerr has worked with, he was not coaching when the team drafted them. He was not coaching when they first started to move up even in the organization, when they became starters, when they became 20-point-per-game players, when they became playoff players, when they made the playoffs and started moving through series. He was not the coach. And then he came in and he elevated him to another level. So I would look at it that way. And I'm not someone who's going to sit here today and validate all of the stuff you've said for the last 6 years and say that Farhan Zaidi was just a big bag of coal. You can do that if you want.
Yeah.
Plenty of people are, and you're allowed your feeling. But of course I can make a list of all bad. I can do that with Farhan Zaidi. You're leaving some things out.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So if you want to do that, do that.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Be emotional about it and be so excited that Buster's here, and that is all completely fair. But if you want to act like Farhan Zaidi never did anything right, I don't agree with you.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I think that this is the right move. I think we got to a spot where the organization was not functioning at a high level anymore. I think morale was killed. I think there are too many non-baseball things happening in a baseball organization. All those things are true. But if you just want to sit here and be like, this idiot who never, like, that's not how it happened.
No, it's wrong.
That's not how it happened. And a bunch of the players that you're sitting here now saying are the foundation for the future. And even if you love Matt Chapman, that's a great example. Does Buster get credit for Matt Chapman? Sign him to extension. He didn't sign him the first time he came here.
Exactly.
I don't know. There's always nuance and context and it often gets lost.
Of course it does, especially on a day like this. And when you get replaced by one of the more beloved members of the organization in its history, it's going to cast a certain shadow on Farhan Zaidi. And Farhan inherited a team that was desperate for a lot of change. The farm was barren, and the Major League club was old and underperforming. And I liken the Farhan Zaidi era to a football team taking over first and 10 at its own 20-yard line, and he took them on a 16-play, 60-yard drive, and they had to settle for a field goal. And, you know, you got down...
They might have doinked the field goal off the bar, but I get what you're saying.
You know, it was a lot of, like, 2 yards, yeah. 3 yards, yeah. 3 yards, fourth and one, he picked it up, then there was a hold, then they got 8, then they got 7, third and 6, he got 7 yards. Look, it was a lot of incremental wins. It was a lot of 2 steps forward and 1 step back, and at the end of it, you possessed the ball for 6 years, and you wound up with a field goal, and you're right. They might have doinked it.
He didn't connect with the fan base, and the job was probably a little bit of a misfit in ways, because I don't think he fully connected with his baseball people either.
Good call.
I think he was a little bit too smart. I think that he, you know what I mean, and felt that way. He really, really wanted to do it his way, damn it, his way, even when others were telling him they needed to do it a different way. So there was some stubbornness there. I think all of those things are absolutely true. But Steiny said something on the air today that I would argue 70% of you don't want to believe, and it's a fact. And that is that the organization is in better shape today than it was when he took over.
Agreed.
And if you can't remember that, if you think that it was just playoffs and balloons every year, because we all love Boach and we all love the regime that brought us all of those memories. But if you want to go back to 2017 and reverse history, go right ahead. That, like, I think that this was absolute a necessity. I think this is a great move. I think yesterday was a great day. All of that said, I would choose to look back on history that way, and that the organization is stronger right now than it was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And can you at least give him that?
Absolutely.
Can you at least give him that?
You can. And I'm just looking at a comp in terms of results. And I'm looking at 2004 to 2009, where you didn't win the division. You were 20 games above in 2004, which was, as you know, 2 years removed from the World Series and 1 year removed from a playoff berth. 04 to 09, 0 playoff berths, and you had 2 winning records. And they stuck with Brian Sabian through those years where it was really the tail end of Bonds, and you were trying to figure out a way to go from Barry to Barry, Barry Zito, that is. And so it was a little bit of an odd time for the organization, but they stuck with Sabian, and the fruits of his labor in the minors were born in 2010 when Buster came up and Mad Bum was up and you ended up winning the World Series.
Absolutely.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.